Hello, 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 Mask Off Crown Honors. This is your host, Kiana D, coming at you with another exciting episode of Mask Off Crowns On. Last week, we discussed the resurrection of faith, especially, and I was talking, gave you a personal insight on what's been going on with me over the last few months and how the Lord really had to show me and sit me down to come back to Him and realize that He is the Father and the anchor of my faith. And so as we go through that transition of solidifying and being grounded within our foundation, now I want to go on and talk about how even with all of these flaws that we have, whether it be our mental health issues or spiritual growth issues or financial issues, or again, there's a plethora of flaws that we all have. However, despite all of them, we are still chosen for such a time as this. Each and every single one of us have a purpose, a God-given purpose to fulfill within this lifetime, whether we realize it or not. So after this quick break, we're going to come back in and we're going to discuss being flawed and chosen. Welcome back, Mask Off Crown Honors. So again, we are talking about being flawed and chosen. And how can we talk about that without first talking about the paradox or the focus on perfection that we have here in this world, especially here in America, where our society is literally obsessed with perfection. People are getting tummy tucks and facelifts and lip injections and Brazilian butt thises and all of these things because we are striving for this physical reflection of perfection, right? Even financially, everyone wants to show off their financial perfection by, you know, again, having the houses and the cars and rocking certain chains and, you know, whatever the case may be. And so it's all about putting on this facade, this, you know, hey, look at me, I got it all together. You know, I got this, you know. And for some of us, and this kind of goes into my second point, for some of us, when we are not necessarily striving for that perfection, it seems a little like we're out of place, right? Where it's like, well, shoot, I'm just little old me, you know? I like to do what I do, you know, da, da, da. But, you know, and so you have to struggle with, again, finding that self-love, right? Within yourself, that gratitude within you in yourself that's like, hey, I don't have to subscribe or to strive for what society's viewpoint of perfection is. You know, it's the beauty in our flaws that makes us who we are. It's by examining our imperfections and knowing how they have shaped our lives and our identities that contribute to the uniqueness of each and every single one of our journeys. So we have to be okay with imperfections, right? And within that, again, I was about to go to this a moment ago, that slides me into the power of vulnerability. How can we use our stories for the good, or how can we use our experiences to not only better ourselves but the lives of others if we aren't willing to be vulnerable and authentic? It took a lot for me to post last week's episode and to let y'all know that sometimes I am not okay. Sometimes I feel the pressures as well, again, of being in this society where things are supposed to look a certain way and people are supposed to act a certain way and all of these good things. And so I lost sight of, again, me. And it's by allowing myself to be vulnerable and to be honest. And honestly, that's what helped me the most within this time period, because I was tired of faking the funk. at the moment, I was trying to, you know, be here for you guys, continuing to pump out, you know, positive, inspirational messages. Because again, I know that's a part of my chosen gift, to be and to inspire and to uplift. I know that's a part of my spiritual gifts. However, when you're the one who needs encouragement and yet you're trying to be that for others, again, it can weigh you down. And so it was weighing me down because I was trying to live up again to this level of where I thought I had, you know, brought myself by exposing myself to you all through this journey, to where that if I told you guys that I was struggling too, then my platform wouldn't matter as much, or my platform couldn't be of use. But at the end of the day, that was just another lie planted by the enemy to get me to lose track and to fall off course and to forget who I was, what I was doing, and why I was doing it. I'm not on here to show that I'm perfect in the least. And I believe I have shown that through each and every single one of my episodes. I am flawed beyond flawed. But what I do know is that beyond and in spite of my many imperfections, God continues to use me to uplift, to inspire, to create change. And again, it's not me. It literally has nothing to do with me. And the more I understand that, the more I comprehend that and really apply it to my life, that's how, again, I can be of use. Because now I realize it's really not about me. And even in my downward spirals, my moments of, again, lack of faith or fear or whatever, that I can still be used by God, and that my story is not over yet. And so let me encourage you, because your story is not over yet. Through all of your imperfections, through all of the flaws, there are going to be so many people that are inspired by you, that will be able to grow because of you. A seed will be planted and watered because of you and the testimony that you are willing to share. So again, don't focus on the perfection that society seeks. One. Two, make sure on this journey that you are able to be vulnerable and authentic, completely being yourself, ups and downs. Three, my next point I want to slide into is overcoming self-doubt. Self-doubt often creeps in when we confront our imperfections. We're going to explore practical strategies for overcoming this through, again, journaling. That's ways that I've used to overcome my self-doubt. Reading my word or reading inspirational books. There are inspirational podcasts. One of my close friends, Linnea, Unpacking the Box. I love her podcast. Kia Lee. Go Queen Podcast. There's so many other podcasters that I listen to that, again, we're all sharing the same info and encouraging others to just be ourselves in spite, again, of our imperfections, allowing us to have self-compassion for ourselves. That is one thing I was sorely lacking within these past few months. Because again, I started listening to all of the, you know, the whispers on the outside. I kept seeing how people were looking at me and seeing, you know, you could see the looks in people's eyes. You know, you can feel the energy, you know. And so when you're trying your best and you feeling all of this and you seeing all of this and, you know, you start to, again, beat down on yourself because it's like, well, dang, I need to do this. And dang, maybe if I, and dang, and dang. No, have compassion on yourself like no one else will, because they won't. They don't understand your journey. They're not walking in your shoes. And that's something else I genuinely had to realize, or I would have literally cut off everybody in my life. Not everybody, because a few of my good, close personal friends definitely came through and showed up and showed out and allowed me to be the broken, vulnerable me that I needed to be in the moment. So, but I would cut a lot of people out because of the fact is they just don't understand. They don't understand. And because they don't understand, they were trying to, again, give me either advice or scolding or correction or whatever they thought was coming from a place of love, you know? And so, again, all of these things you have to consider, because it's like you got to consider the source, who is coming from, and all this good stuff. So I literally had to be my own self-compassion hotline, okay? To get myself out of that funk, because that's really the only way the enemy can distract you. It's not by the words on the outside. It's not what other people say. It's how much he can get you to talk bad about yourself. If the enemy can get you to just talk negative about you and who you are, then he has already won the battle. But guess what, y'all? Oh, thank you, Lord. That's just it. And that's, again, what I had to be reminded of. It's just a battle. It is just a moment. He may win a few battles, but at the end of the day, he will not win the war. You will win. You will succeed. Everything you have come into this life, into this earth to do, you will do it. And guess what? There is no stopping you. There is nothing and no one that can stop you from accomplishing exactly what God has allowed you to be here for. So have some compassion on yourself. Talk nicely to yourself, okay? Talk lovingly to yourself, okay? You look in that mirror, you tell yourself how beautiful, gorgeous, smart, intelligent, whatever you need to hear in the moment, you tell yourself exactly that, because it's the truth. And finally, my last two tips are to find purpose in your imperfection and to completely embrace the journey. We are all on a journey, guys. We are all like little seeds planted. And again, sometimes it's time for the seed to grow and to sprout and to harvest. Sometimes it's time for the seeds to rest and to just hide under the soil. And while we're under the soil, our roots are growing, you know, our nutrients are being built, our strength is being built. And one day you start seeing the spuds pop up. You start seeing the germinations and the adult plant life coming, the beautiful flowers and roses and fruit that's on the trees. But just like those seeds, it's going to take time. And our journey is one moment, one second at a time, never knowing when it will end. And that's literally what I have to keep reminding myself of. Because even today, we just experienced a solar eclipse. The last time we saw one was in 2017. I remember that day. I was working that day. I saw it with the kids that day. I will remember this day. But guess what? The next one is not for another 20 years. And who's to say if I'm going to be here to see that? Honestly, that'll put me around 56. My mother was not able to make it to even be that old. So sometimes that's what kind of gets me, because it's like, a lot of the people in my life, in my family, have died so young in the grand scheme of things. So young. I barely have any family members that have made it to their 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. So who's to say when I will take my last breath? So, that being said, enjoy your lives, ladies and gentlemen, as much as you can. I know sometimes we get weak. I know sometimes it gets rough and we want to stop. We want to quit and just throw in the towel. But don't. Because one day, whether we like it or not, whether we're ready or not, death will call us home. But until then, embrace your journey here on this side. Do as much good as you can on this side. love as many people and yourself as you can on this side. Give some compassion on this side. Spread some joy on this side. Spread some kindness and, compassion on this side. And again, whatever you're giving to each and every single body else in your life, all the love you give to them, all the time, all the energy you give to everybody else, make sure you give it to yourself double time. Because you're worth it. We're worth it. And despite it all, we are flawed and so, so, so chosen. So I love you guys. I hope this has been an inspiration to you on this week. Take it with you throughout your week. Again, share it with anyone who may need it. I'm going to continue to love on myself and pray for all of you to love on yourselves as well as we continue this journey called life. I love you guys. Have a great week. Be blessed.